Hey everybody, it's Mikey D. Welcome to my stoop. It feels like yesterday when we roamed this lost world. A little town amidst a giant city. Quiet, crazy, wild, and sometimes lonely. Never boring, yet at times it was. It was a place where characters roamed and lived bizarre tales. Yet these were not works of mythology, and it's all tattooed on my mind. So sit back, and let me tell you the stories of this ancient city. Let's hang out together on the stoops of Atlantis.
Hey, Gugulch, bring Nikki in. Yeah, nice suit. Take a seat.
Thank you, my good fellow.
Listen, I've been hearing things. In New York, my man there, Mikey, he got a beef with you.
I love beef.
Not food yet, Tubba, but just listen to me. Mikey says he wrote you a letter last year, and you never answered.
Oh, yes, Mikey from East Harlem. Good kid. Great Beatles hair. Though my crystal snowball shows that won't last. So what does this child want?
Some kind of futuristic space car thingy that rides anti-gravity tracks or some freaking thing.
Yes, my elves are a clever bunch. They have connections with the folks at Area 51. Those little green guys are good with that anti-grav stuff. How do you think my sleigh flies?
I thought it was the freaking reindeers.
Yeah, that's just for show. Crazy Rockefeller laws made magic feet corner illegal. I now use Element 115. It works like a charm.
So he's going to help out Mikey?
I will indeed.
Okay, good. And when you drop the merch off at my place, make sure you clean up after Blitz and Maron the mess last year. And by the way, I know a guy who could get you the magic feet corn.
Merry Christmas.
Let's be honest. When you're a kid, Christmas is about the merch, the swag, the gifts. And on that Thanksgiving Day morning before Christmas, a shockwave ripples across the land. We officially enter the Christmas season. And as we waited for it as kids, you know, waited on our butts on our sofas, bleary-eyed from getting up early on a day off, the Macy's parade rolled on, leading to the appearance of the big man himself, Nicky Boy, Nick the Saint, Crystal Red Suit Kringle. Yeah, it was Santa Claus. Then the world became about making lists. I mean, maybe Santa checked them twice, but I would go over mine like an auditor with a Pentagon budget. Yeah, like they ever got audited. What great toy was there to be had this year? When I was 6 or 7, I got this racing set. You know, they were popular in the 70s. Plastic tracks, they ran on electricity. But this set was a little different. The cars were like something out of a science fiction film from the 70s. They were these white bubble-shaped cars with these transparent blue dome tops, and they were these red lights. And they rode along the blue plastic tracks and went up, straight up, and then upside down. It was as if they were anti-gravity. And I would lie on my back, my face as close to the tracks as I could get, and watch as they approached, and they made that sharp 90-degree angle, and then go up and over my head. And it's funny, I always did that as a kid. I tried to get as close to my toys as I could to make myself part of the play world I was creating. I guess this was kind of like my way of writing before I even knew how to write. There were stories there, and I wanted to be part of them. So this particular toy is stuck in my happy bucket of memories since then, since I was a kid. It's on the list of some of the best presents Santa ever brought me.
Yeah, so Christy boy, I need a favor.
Yeah, whatever. I was speaking to Mikey. He wants to set up some stunts, car crashes or whatever, on 118. So how could I help the kid?
You just gotta make sure the kid gets the cars. You know, the demolition ones. I'll take care of the union problem, the permits, whatever. You gotta get the vehicle connections.
Ho-ho, that's a tough ticket this year. Quite a waiting list. Ho-ho-ho.
Hey, listen to me. You get them elves working friggin' overtime, or take one of the toys away from little Billy from Oshkosh. Just make sure Mikey gets one. Don't forget who runs the eggnog union.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it is, but kids, well, ones like me anyway, love to wreck and destroy toys. I think it's a dramatist in me. The future filmmaker trying to practice his trade at the age of 9. Car crashes, exploding army tanks, balsa wood planes, wings on fire, spiraling down to a fiery crash. It's kind of what I do with my toys. And I wasn't alone. Remember these?
He's a demolition demon in a beat-up Chevrolet. $1,000. So he wrecks it every day. Now here is Kenner's SSB smash up derby set. And you can hoot and holler, cause you ain't seen nothing yet. Crash, bang, crack 'em up, put 'em back again. Crash, bang, smash 'em up, it's smash up time, my friend. Kenner's SSP smash up derby set comes with everything you see right here.
See, this was a toy created by geniuses. Crash and smash your toy cars, hoods and doors and wheels flying off like a Burt Reynolds movie, and then they snap them back and you go for take two. Yeah, if I could get this, I could make my own movies. And I could do it take after take without worrying about the stuntman union or street permits. Yeah, if only Santa would bring me this set. Thinking back, I recall I actually had stopped believing in Santa Claus by the time the Crash Up Derby set made it onto my Christmas gift wish list. I could always tell when my mom had come home from shopping for our gifts. There would be this big Macy's or Gimbel's bag that would be beelined up the stairs and hidden in closets. And I was obsessed that year with getting my crash-up cars. So one December afternoon, my mom walked in with a couple of large bags with the big Macy's logo. She went straight upstairs, and me, being an impatient and nosy little SOB, trailed after. Now, my parents' bedroom door was closed shut when I got up there. I could wait until she went back down and sneak a peek in the closet, but I had to know. At that age, there was no waiting. There would be none of that me being a decent human being and enjoying the surprise on Christmas morning as I unwrapped a gift from Santa. No, nope, and in Spanish, French, and Italian, N-O, no. Now, the wall dividing me and my sister's room with my parents had not been completed during the renovations. There was a space along the top where a translucent window was going to be installed. So I climbed on top of my upper bunk bed and peered over just in time for my mom to walk up and bust me. And I ran, off my bunk in a leap and down the steps. I'm gonna bring it back, forget it, you little blah 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 blah, it's going back to the store, you're not gonna get it. I was busted, but I didn't get a glimpse of the gift. It was just a blur of paper bags. I swear I never saw the gift. So that Christmas, when I unwrapped the Crash Up Derby set, I was legitimately thrilled. But my mom kept insinuating I was faking surprise. Yeah, you know you were getting that. No, I swear. And it was the truth. And it was also the truth that I had a blast racing those cars across the old ceramic tile floor into great cinematic crashes worthy of a Hollywood feature. Dance on mommy's plans. Climbed the tree and tore my pants. Filled that sugar bowl with ants. Somebody switched on me. Oh! So Nikki here, you gotta listen to me. Mikey this year, he wants one of them electronic battleships.
Oh, that's a large gift. My soy can't hold a battleship.
Not a real battleship, you friggin' Truman Capote looking stone gods. I'm talking about the toy, the electronic battleship. It's all the kids wanted, but I want to make sure Mikey's gonna get one.
Oh, I can try, but I got word that his parents have already purchased all the gifts this year.
Yeah, well, you tell his aunt, one of his aunts or uncles, you make sure they give it to him as a gift. He ain't gonna not get this gift. You hear what I'm saying here? Mikey gets what he wants, and I got his back. Because he's from 118, I'm from 118, wherever you guys are, right? So you do what you gotta do to make sure that this kid opens up not a sweater, not a pair of pants, but an electronic battleship from his aunt. All right, the one up in the Bronx.
Ho, ho, ho. Well, let me try.
Back in the mid-70s, electronic was exotic. There were no video game machines, home computers, or smartphones, or smart cars, or smart microwaves, or hell, even dumb ones. The foray into electronics were those experiment kits. Remember those? You could build working AM radios or Morse code generators or even a lie detector by clipping wires into mounted springs to create various circuits. So an electronic battleship appeared in the TV toy commercial lineup. I was fascinated. I wanted one. This game would make me feel like some 20th century admiral. Push a button and wreak havoc. Sound effects would tell you if your torpedo struck steel or zipped off to land on some sun-drenched beach filled with confused tourists. Lights would flash, and this and that, and yeah, and I just really wanted this thing. But the price, it was pricey for my parents, who had, well, four more kids to buy gifts for. You can get that, but that's all you're gonna get, my mom offered. Damn, I liked it better when Santa brought the gifts and there wasn't a budget. I have to ponder this. Just one gift? A single present to unwrap? My deep-seated child greed was not liking this option. I've often spoke of my Aunt Anne, who we all called OEO, Anyway, one December afternoon, Olio was sitting at the kitchen table. She had just gone Christmas shopping with my mom. As I entered, she smiled and insisted I come over for a hug and a kiss. Thumbs over here, Michael Olio. Now, of course, you could never say no to Olio, and she was the best. So as she hugged me, my eyes glanced down at the shopping bag by her side, and I saw the words, electronic battleship. Mum's the word, I couldn't let on. So that Christmas Eve, we all went to Olio and Uncle John's great apartment up in Fordham Road. And it was this rectangular package, and it was no toy. It was a top-secret computerized naval training device, and it would be mine. But Olio normally gave us clothes. This was going to take a Pacino-like performance. I had to approach the unpacking as if I knew I would have to fake not being bored with a sweater or a pair of pants, and then switch into a hyper-static mode when the images of glowing LEDs beamed from the cover art. Now, my aunt and my mom were already playing their own game, and I slid the box closer. I hope it fits, Olio goaded. Oh, I'm sure it will, my mom played along. But maybe I was wrong. Maybe it was just a geeky Argyle sweater, or maybe like pink fuzzy bunny slippers. Maybe the electronic battleship had been bought for some other kid. No, I had to rid myself of these dark, terrible thoughts. It was Christmas Eve, for crying out loud. So, paper tore, scotch tape snapped. The sheet of red and green wreaths gave way to an image of ocean water in gray steel. There it was, the dream toy. My first real electronic game. Electronic battleship with its torpedo sound effects, flashing lights, and super high-tech built-in computer. And I shouted with joy, and I pumped my fist, and I beamed the light-emitting teeth all over the room. It was one of my best gifts ever. Well, maybe not. When I got home, put batteries in it, and tried to play, one of the game boards didn't work. So my dad got the receipt and exchanged it. And the new one didn't work either. So what did I do? I ended up getting a refund and we headed over to Tannen's Magic Shop with my dad, and supplementing my burgeoning collection of illusions, I re-gifted myself. If you want to see what I did with all those magical paraphernalia, listen to episode 23. So Nikki, yeah, you did a good job in the last couple of Christmases. I'm going to give you a bonus. How you doing? Are you going to rest up now after Christmas?
Oh, yes. I'm just going to relax with the wife in the North Pole and get some food on.
Oh, yeah, that's good. All right. Well, you know what? Merry Christmas to you and yours. Say hi to the elves, that reindeer with the red nose, all the whole bunch of them, wacky dudes. And you have a good Christmas there, buddy.
You too. Thank you.
I could feel the weight of the box, the softness of it, the shape. This was the most evil trick of the holidays, a Grinch-like deception that drains the joy and excitement of Christmas morning. Clothes. I mean, unless it's to dress a G.I. Joe or a Barbie doll, no kid should be tormented and mocked by sticking socks or underwear or a scarf set in a joyfully wrapped package. Did Santa have a sadistic side? Is this the cloth equivalent of a lump of coal? I mean, for the love of all that's holy, just stop it, please.
Yeah, Nikki, before you go, come, we'll have a little anisette and the eggnog, eh? And I think I got some Parmesan left over, and some meatballs, I got some of the struffoli, some cannoli, eh? You know, you could put on some more weight. I think you burned a lot of fat off on this trip.
Thank you. That sounds delicious.
Ultimately, the greatest gift I ever got, year after year, was simply peaceful tranquility with my family. Having the fish on Christmas Eve and opening all the presents the next mornings were great. But the days when we all got along, when there was no fighting, no bickering or shouting, the holidays with laughs and smiles and appreciation for all we had, those were the best on those chilly stoops of Atlantis.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it's shining so your nose won't freeze. Oh, the world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball. Just for a song, get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground.
It's time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. And the sun is red, like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze. Ah, the world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball. Just for a song, get out and roll it along. It's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar date. What if spring is late? In winter, it's a marshmallow
This has been the Stoops of Atlantis with Mikey D. If you would, please take a moment to like this podcast, or maybe even give it a star rating, 1 to 5. And if are so inclined, a review, a written review, would be really appreciated. Any way you can help spread the word, maybe tell your friends or family, or post something on social media, would be greatly appreciated to help grow this audience so I could continue making these episodes and entertain you all. So thank you, and tune in next time.